I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Is it just me, or is the surest sign that football season is right around the corner the fact someone in the national media has pointed out Chris Doyle's salary? The Iowa strength and conditioning coach is compensated handsomely to the tune of $800,000 a season thanks to a clause in head coach Kirk Ferentz's contract that triggered a raise following a top 25 finish last season. The Hawkeyes also met academic requirements that led to a 10% bump in pay for assistants. The Des Moines Register's Chad Light wrote about the raises on Friday, and the story was quickly circulating around social media today as various members outside the Iowa sphere of coverage latched onto the eye-bulging number. $800,000 for a strength and conditioning coach? It seems absurd to a lot of people, including an economics professor at Michigan who referred to the position as a glorified teaching assistant this morning on Twitter. In reality, Chris Doyle is worth every penny the Iowa Athletic Department throws his way. Over Ferentz's 20-plus years here, no singular individual has been as responsible for the success of the program as the Boston native. That may include Ferentz himself, and he'd probably even tell you that. Doyle's made a career out of taking raw high school athletes and molding them into college, and more importantly, NFL bodies. He's renowned around college football circles, and other programs have studied how Doyle operates. Several years ago, he was one of a handful of staff members who helped lead media members on a tour of the Hanson Performance Center. He explained the importance of the NCAA's rule changes that allowed schools to provide food and snacks to players, and some of his philosophies that he subscribes to. It was probably my favorite portion of the tour. The fact that many NFL players return to Iowa City to train with Doyle during the offseason or before the NFL draft tells you everything you need to know about how he's viewed by players who pass through the football complex. He's beyond invaluable to Ferentz and the program. And I'd pay good money to see that econ professor tell Doyle to his face he's a glorified TA. He's the highest paid strength and conditioning coach in the country, and he calls Iowa City home. And we'll probably be reminded of that once again next August.